Can you believe that we have made it to our final class?
你想象我们已经到我们最后一堂课了吗？
We've covered a lot of material in this seminar.
我们在这一系列都讲到了很多的资讯。
We've learned how to talk to perfect strangers.
我们学习到如何跟完全陌生的人说话。
We've learned how to share our personal testimony.
如何分享个人的见证。
We've learned how to give Bible studies.
如何给人查经。
We've learned how to reach the secular mind.
我们学习如何赢得属世的人。
We've covered many, many different things in our evangelism training seminar.
这一个系列中都讲到了很多课
题。And now we are at the final session.
现在我们扎到了最后一堂课。
So in this class, we want to talk about what do we do after a person is baptized.
这一堂课我们要说到一个人洗礼之后、受洗之后应该做什么呢？
And what is the process by which they should get baptized?
他们应该受洗的过程应该是怎样的呢？
How does someone prepare for baptism?
一个人如何准备、预备好来受洗呢？
And then how do we keep them in our church after the baptism?
在受洗之后保存他们在教会呢?
Part of that work is doing the preparation beforehand.
其中一个方法就是之前就预备好了。
And so we're going to look at some of those principles today.
所以今天我们就会看一些这些原则。
Before we begin, as always, we want to bow our heads and ask God to be with us.
我们开始之前让我们一起低头做个祷告。
So let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you once again that on this final class we canunderstand more deeply your principles for soul winning.
天父上帝，我们再次的感谢你，你能与我们同在，我们更了解赢得生灵的这些原则。
We pray that your presence would be with us today.
我们祷告你的圣啊，你的存在会与我们同在。
And that you would help us as we leave this place to put these things into practice when we get home.
当我们回到家里，使我们能够运用这些我们所学习到的工具。
Please guide us one more time, we pray in Jesus' name.
再一次的引导我们，奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. So we want to talk first about how do we clear and prepare people for baptism.
我们一开始要谈到如何帮助人预备好来受洗。
You know, I often liken baptism to marriage.
很多时候我比受洗很像一个婚礼一样。
You know,When you get married, do you know everything there is to know about that person?
当你结婚的时候，你是完全的、完美的认识对方吗？
I remember when I was getting married.
我记得当我结婚的时候。
The day finally came when the wedding was to take place.
婚礼的那一日来到了。
And I was standing there waiting for my wife.
我就站在那里等待我的。
Waiting and waiting.
一直的等待。
And then I was standing there thinking as she walked down the aisle towards me.
而当他慢慢走向我的时候
I thought to myself,
我对我自己想
If she only knew what she was getting herself into,
如果她真的知道我是谁的话
If she only knew what lies ahead for her,
如果她真的知道前面的道路是怎样的
She may not even think about getting married to me.
她可能根本不会想要嫁给我
She may be ready to walk back the other way.
她可能要回头转去一个方向
She probably wouldn't really do that.
当然不是一定会这样子做。
But here's the question.
但是问题来了。
Did she know everything there was to know about me?
她完全的、完美的认识了我吗？
Not at all, right?
没有，对吗？
But should she have known enough about me to know that she wants to marry me?
但是她应该认识我足够的一些资讯来要嫁给我吗？
Should she be committed to me?
她应该献身于我吗？
Yes or no?
应该吗？
Think about this.
让我们想一想。
What if she would have said to me?
她会跟我怎么样说
？You know, I really want to marry you.
她可能说，哦，我真的很想嫁给你。
But
但是
，I have two other guys that I also really like.
我也很喜欢另外两个男士。
And I want to marry you, but I want to still be able to talk to them.
我要嫁给你，但是我还是要跟这两个男士谈话。
Do you think I would have accepted that?
你觉得我会接受这点吗？
You think she would have accepted it if I had some girlfriends?
如果我有其他女朋友的话，你觉得她会接受吗？
Yes or no?
会吗？
No.
不会对吗？
When we get married,
所以当结婚的时候，
we may not know everything about that person.
我们可能不知道关于对方的每一件事。
But we should be fully committed to them, right?
但是要完全的献身于他们，对吗？
No boyfriends.
没有其他的男朋友。
No girlfriends.
没有其他的女朋友。
But they are the one that we're going to commit to the rest of our life.
而我们一生就要献身于那个。
Right?
对吗？
Baptism is very similar.
受洗也是一样。
Baptism in the Bible is described as a marriage.
圣经中的受洗就好像一个婚礼一样。
In Romans chapter 6 and 7.
在罗马书六章和七章。
And when we marry Christ, we forsake all others.
当我们嫁给耶稣的时候，我们舍弃其他的一切。
We forsake the things that once were keeping us from Christ.
我们舍弃那些会隔离我们与耶稣在一起的。
And so we are getting married to Jesus.
所以我们可以算是嫁给耶稣。
So we want to look today, what are some of the criteria for baptism?
所以我们看看受洗的一些要求是什么。
What is the process a person should go through before they're baptized?
受洗之前的过程是怎样的。
Number one, they should have a conversion experience.And have accepted Christ as their Savior and Lord.
第一，他们应该有这重生一个被改变的经验，并且接受基督为主和救主。
In other words, they should not simply be professing Jesus.
他们不只要宣称自己是耶稣的。
But they should be living Jesus.
他们也要活出来。
I'll talk more about that in just a minute.
一分钟后我大概就会说到。
They should have a full commitment to the teachings of Jesus and the Bible.
他们应该完全献身于耶稣的教导和圣经的教导。
That doesn't mean they're going to know everything about Jesus.
那不代表他们会认识耶稣的一切事情。
That doesn't mean that they should have the whole Bible memorized.
不代表他们可以背起整个圣经。
It just means that they should be fully committed to him.
只是代表他们要完全献身于他。
And you can't be fully committed to something until you understand the basics of it.
直到你了解那些基本的，你不能够完全的了解一个人。
So this means that they don't simply just accept.
所以就代表他们不单单只是接受罢了。
They don't simply just agree with what they learn.
他们不单单只是同意他们学习到的。
There's a lot of people that say, well, I agree with that.
有些人说我会同意吗？
I agree that the seventh day is the Sabbath.
我同意第七日是安息日。
I agree that it's wrong to eat unclean foods.
我同意吃不洁净的食物是
You see, it's one thing to agree with it.
但是同意是一回事。
It's another thing to let it transform our lives and live it.
要让它真理改变我们也是另一回事。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理呢？
So there should be not just a belief, but a commitment and a following, a doing of the words.
所以不只要有相信，而且要有这个献身。要行出这些道理。
Now, what are the basic things that somebody should understand?
一个人应该了解的基本东西是什么呢?
They should understand and accept the 28 fundamental doctrines of the church.
他们至少要了解我们教会的这28条基本信仰。
But what more importantly is this?
但是更重要的是,
is that these teachings are not just the teachings of the church.
这些教导不单单只是教会的教导。
In other words, it's not something the church came up with.
这不是教会啊。讲出来的。
But these are the core beliefs of Christianity today.
这些都是基督教的这个基本信仰。
They come from the Bible.
他们从圣经而来。
And they should be understood by
the person. 而他们应该被了解。
And they should be lived.
而他们应该被活出来。
Now, these are the four main areas.
这是四个主要的这个啊。要素
And I'm going to expand on each of those.
所以我会啊详细的讲每一点。
So, before a person is baptized.
一个人受洗之前。
When?
受洗之什么?
Before a person is baptized, they should demonstrate fruits of repentance.
受洗之前,我们应该可以看到这个悔改的果子。
They should turn away from their old lifestyle that once separated them from Christ.
他们应该离弃他们之前的这个旧的生活方式,为这旧的生活方式隔绝他们与基督。
Their life should demonstrate that their heart has been given to Christ.
他们的生命应该展现出他们的心被献给了基督。
And this change should be evident to everybody around them.
而这改变应该对每个人是很明显的。
In other words, if they're saying one thing,
就是说可能他们说一件事,
and they're doing another,
他们做了却是另外一回事。
That is not the fruits of repentance.
这不是悔改的果子。
Now look, we are not to sit as judges of people.
但我们不是要坐这来审判别人。
To judge them and to look at every little aspect of their life.
看到他们每生命的每一个小环节。
But here's the reality.
但是事实在。
We shouldn't have to go to people's homes.
我们不应该去到别人的家里
and look in the refrigerator,
看看他们的冰箱
and their cabinets,
还有他们的那些橱
and look at their entertainment section,
还有看他们可能在家的这种娱乐的部分
we shouldn't have to go through and make a checklist.
我们不应该去到他们家里慢慢查
but when a person is changed, it becomes evident.
但是当一个人受改变的时候是非常明显的
they talk about Jesus.
他们说到耶稣
they talk about his love.
他们说到耶稣的爱
they talk about his life.
他们说到耶稣的生命
they talk about the Bible.
他们并且是说圣经所说的
they participate in church.
他们在教会里活跃
it's all about their attitude.
这都是讲到他们的态度
does that make sense?
是有道理的吗
if a person surrenders themselves to Jesus
当一个人献身于耶稣的时候
and if they fall in love with him
而他们爱上耶稣的时候
时候
then it doesn't matter what Jesus asked them to do, they're going to do it.
不论耶稣叫他们做什么，他们都会做。
Are you following me?
你在跟随吗？
Turn with me to Luke chapter 3.
所以我和我翻到路加福音三章。
This is great preparation. This is chapter is like what I call the chapter of preparation for baptism.
这一章是预备受洗很好的一章。
And I use this chapter as a guide when I'm clearing candidates.
而当我在预备文门的时候，我也是在用这章来做一个原则。
Now I don't just, I usually take them through this chapter.
通常我就是带他们过这章。
And I ask them certain questions.
我就问他们一些问题。
Let's take a look at this.
我们看一看。
Luke 3, verse
3. 路加福音三章第三节。
It says, and he, speaking of John the Baptist,
他就是讲到施洗约翰,
and he went into all the region around Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
就来到约旦河一带地方，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
And it says that he preached Christ,
就表示他证道了基督。
Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
就预备主的道，修直他的路。
And all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。
So as John was preaching, all these people came down to the river.
所以约翰在讲道的时候，这些人都来到河边了。
And they wanted to be baptized.
而他们要受洗。
Notice what John says to them in verse 7.
看看约翰在第七节跟他们说什么。
Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
所以说约翰对那些出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
In other words, people came down to be baptized.
所以说他们要下来受洗。
And he said, you little snakes in the grass.
他们就说你这些在巢中的这些蛇。
Why are you coming to be baptized?
你们为什么来受洗呢？
Now could you imagine having a baptismal service?
你可以想象一个受洗的仪式。
In your church.
在你的教会有一个受洗的仪式。
And all the candidates are there.
而所以这些要受洗的人都在那里。
The baptistry is full.
受洗池已经放满。
And your pastor stands up.
你的牧师就站起来。
And he says to all these candidates for
baptism. 这些说要受洗的人。
He says, you little dirty snakes.
你们这些肮脏的蛇啊。
That'd be kind of harsh, wouldn't you think?
应该是非常的恶毒的呀。
That's not the kind of baptismal service I would want to have.
也是非常的我不想要有这种受洗的仪式。
But this is what John was saying to them.
但是约翰在对他这样子说。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because John knew their hearts were not right.
所以约翰知道他们的心不正。
John knew that they had been following a formal ritual religion.
约翰知道他们的宗教是一个非常就是跟随这些文类传统的。
And John knew that they needed a change in their hearts.
约翰知道他们心中需要改变。
So this is what he says.
所以这里说到。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves,We have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.
所以说你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
In other words, John's saying this.
这是约翰在说这一点。
He's saying, "Don't think because of your money you're going to have favor with God."
他说了，不要因为你觉得你有钱，你就可以得到上帝的喜悦。
Don't think because of your job or your house you're going to have favor with God.
不要认为你的家大或者你的那个你的家庭背景好。
Don't think because your family were dedicated to God that that's going to be your ticket as well.
不要认为你家人信主，你也会得救。
But he says that God only walks with those that are humble.
还是说上帝只与这些谦卑的人
Those that have a changed heart.
这些有改变了心的人
Verse 9.
第九节
And even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以说现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
So John here is saying something quite powerful.
所以约翰在说到一个很有力的事。
He's saying if you want to enter the kingdom,
他说如果你要进入神的国度
your heart must be converted.
你的心一定要被改变。
Now notice what the people, how the people respond.
看那些人如何回应。
Somehow the Holy Spirit began moving them.
圣灵似乎开始了感动他们。
Notice what they say.
看看他们说什么。
Verse 10.
第十节。
The people asked him, saying, what shall we do then?
众人问他说这样我们当做什么呢?
I want you to think about that for a minute.
让我们想一想。
The best attitude a person could have is this.
一个人可以有了最好的态度是这一点。
When they ask the question, what should I do?
当他们说我应该做什么呢?
Do you know, is that an attitude of conversion, yes or no?
这是一个被改变的态度吗?
Is that an attitude of surrender?
这是一个献身的态度吗?
No, they can ask one of two questions.
他们可以问其中一样问题。
They can say, what should I do?
他们可以问我应该做什么?
Or they can say,
或者他们可以说,
do I really have to do that?
我真的要这样子做吗?
Those are two very similar questions.
这两个是非常相似的问题。
But they're very different, right?
但他们是非常不同的问题。
So we, one test of conversion is when people ask questions, what shall I do?
其中一点可以看到人们是否悔改的就是当他们问到我应该做什么。
I remember when I told you the story about Mary who took off her jewelry during the meeting.
我记得我告诉过你在这布道会正玛丽开始摘下她的这些首饰。
She saw what the Bible said.
她看见圣经所说的。
And she said, what shall I do?
她说我应该做什么呢?
And when God spoke to her heart, she did it right then.
当耶稣对她说了她就慢慢地摘下她的首饰。
There was another young girl in the... And you, when I was in Ukraine,
在乌克兰,
same situation.
我也有一个, 我遇见一个妇女也是有一个这样的情况。
She said, what shall I do?
她说我应该做什么呢?
She was taking off her jewelry during the meeting.
她在这个, 布道会下拿下她的这些首饰。
There was a young man in Ukraine who was a boxer.
乌克兰有一个, 男士他是打拳击的。
Who came to my meetings.
他来到了我布道会。
And he had been boxing all of his life.
他整身都在打这个拳击。
In fact, that's how he made a living.
这是他如何赚钱的。
It's all he knew.
他只知道如何打拳击。
The Holy Spirit spoke to his heart.
圣灵却对他说话。
Said, this is probably not the best thing for you to be doing.
就是说这不是应该你应该做最好的东西。
Beating up on those you should be loving, right?
你去打这些你应该爱的人。
And he said, what should I do?
他就说我应该做什么呢?
And he did the right thing.
他就做出了最好的事情。
When people ask the question, what should I do? You know that their hearts are...have been converted.
所以当别人问我应该做什么时候，你知道他们心所悔改。
I want you to notice three areas that John really focuses on here.
我要你看看上我要你看看约翰专注了这几项。
Now these are things that John was preparing people for the first coming of Jesus.
这三项是人们约翰为这些耶稣第一次的。降临预备人们。
These were issues that stood in the way of the people before they could receive Jesus as the Messiah the first time he came.
这些是应该被解决的问题，耶稣才能第一次的到来。
So let me ask you, do you think that they are also issues that could possibly stand in people's way before the second coming of Jesus?
所以你觉得耶稣复临之前会不会有问题的存在呢？
You'll find out that it's so.
你会找到是这样子的。
So the people asked him, what should we do?
所以人们就问他，我应该做什么？
He answered and said to them, he who has two tunics, let him give one to one who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise.
所以约翰回答说，有两件衣裳的，就分给那没有的，有食物的也当这样行。
So what was the first issue the people were having issue, problems with?
所以人们的第一个问题是什么呢？
Clothing, right?
可能是衣裳的吗？
Self-image.
自我的这个表现。
Having a desire to glorify themselves.
要荣耀自己。
And Jesus said, or John said, that is not what God is looking for.
约翰说这不是上帝在寻找。
God is not looking on the outside, but he's looking where?
上帝在看我们的外表是看哪里呢?
On the inside.
看我们的内心。
And that is what we should be the most concerned with.
这是我们应该最注重的。
So if a person is worried more about their self-image than their inner heart,you know that that may be a problem.
所以如果一个人对他自我的形象比起他内心的这个表品格还重要的话，你就觉得他心里是有问题的。
Is that something today that people really struggle with?
因为是否有一件事是人们真的是与这个是挣扎的呢？
It's one of the hardest issues for people to surrender to God.
是他们对上帝最难交托的。
John knew that in his day.
约翰在他时代也知道。
And it's the same today before the second coming of Jesus.
耶稣复临之前在今日也是一样。
Then he says, he who has he who has food, let him do likewise.
这里说凡有这个食物的也要这样行。
So what's the second issue John was addressing?
所以第二件事是什么呢?
Food.
食物。
Is appetite one of the most difficult things to have the victory over?
胃口是最难克服的一件事，对吗?
Absolutely.
是嘛，对吧?
Is that going to be a problem for people in the last days?
在末世是否有这样子的诱惑呢?
Yes.
对。
Then, verse 12, then the tax collectors also came and said, Teacher, what shall we do?
以实结又税吏来要受洗，问他夫子，我们当做什么呢
？And he said to them, collect no more than what is appointed to you.
约翰说，除了列定的数目，不要多取。
So the third issue that people struggled with.
所以人们挣扎的第三件事
was what?
是什么呢？
Was money.
是钱财的吗？
Are people still struggling with those things today before the second coming?
耶稣复临的之前的今日，他们是否还是与这些挣扎呢？
Absolutely.
的确的。
The same issues people struggled with before Jesus came the first time are the same ones they will struggle with the last time.
耶稣第一次来之前，他们有这些问题。耶稣复临，第二次复临的时候，他们还是会有这样的问题。
So again, it's not about looking for the checklist.
所以不是在找这些名单。
But it's about looking for the right attitude.
而是要寻找正确的态度。
When they ask the question, "What should I do?"
他们问我应该做什么呢？
That is how you know their hearts are right.
这就是你可以看到他们心被改变。
Notice this statement.
看看这一个摘录。
When Christ dwells in the heart, the soul will be so filled with love, with the joy of communion with Him, that it will cleave to Him.
当基督啊，在一个人的心中，他们的灵会充如此充满他的爱，与他交通这喜乐，这就会与让这个人与基督同在。
And self will be forgotten.
而个人就会被淡忘。
Love to Christ will be the spring of action.
像基督的爱就会促使他们做东西。
Those who feel the love of God do not ask how little must be done to meet the requirements of God.
那些感觉到上帝的爱不会问我应该做到多少才能啊、最少的应该如何才遇到上帝的啊、要求。
They do not ask for the lowest standard.
他们要求的不是最低的标准。
But aim at perfect conformity to the will of their Redeemer.
他们的标准就是要完全的服从于救主，救世主的主。
With earnest desire, they give all and show an interest proportionate to the value of the object which they seek.
他们以殷切的欲望就要对这个他们寻找的东西的价值有一样的兴趣。
A profession of Christ without this deep love is mere talk, dry formality.
成为基督却没有这样深的爱，只不过是一单单的言语，是单单的这些形式。
And heavy drudgery or burdens.
也是非常重的重担。
That comes from Steps of Christ, page 44.
从喜乐全源第44页。
So here's the point.
所以重点在这里。
When someone is truly converted,
当一个人真正的改变
and they're seeking baptism,
他们要受洗
they won't ask how much do I have to do.
他们不会问我应该做到最少应该是什么。
They will say, how much can I do?
他们应该说我能够做多少呢？
They won't seek for the lowest.
他们不会寻找最低的标准。
They'll seek for the highest.
他们会寻找最高的标准。
And when that attitude is displayed, you know that they are ready.
当你看到这样子的态度的时候，你知道
So how do we do the clearing?
所以我们如何帮他们进入这个过程呢？
You may have to do this.
你应该可能要这样子做。
Typically the pastor does it, or one of the elders.
通常是牧师或长老这样子做。
But you might find yourself in a situation where they aren't available.
但有时候你找到他们不在的情况下。
How do I clear someone for baptism?
我怎么啊？确定一个人已经预备好受洗。
Once again, the most important thing is the attitude.
最重要的是他们的态度。
And then you follow this process.
然后你就跟随这个过程。
I typically allow the candidate to demonstrate their understanding of the basic teachings through some type of written or verbal test.
通常通过啊，可能写的或者讲的这种方式，我去考他们对圣经的一些基本的教导。
In other words, I should not just go through the teachings of the Bible and say, "Do you understand?"
就是我不单单就是讲圣经的这些教导，然后问他们你们了解吗
？Because anybody can say yes.
我每个人都可以说我了解啊。
The devil can say yes.
连魔鬼都能说我了解。
But we want to know that they understand.
但是我们要知道他们是真的了解。
And so I typically have a sheet that I give to them.
可能我就给他们一张纸。
That lets them, you know, explain or you know, different places have different things, but somehow they need to demonstrate that they understand what we believe.
就让他们展现出他们知道他们所相信的。
Or you can just ask them to explain each point to you.
或者让他们啊向你解释每一个重点。
Then secondly, I once again, I repeat the process.
第二，我重复这个过程。
Except now I take them through the doctrines.
但是现在我就是跟他们说每个要点。
And ask them if they're willing to commit to them.
问他们愿意献身于这些真理吗？
Now here's a point you don't want to miss.
这里是我们不要错过了一个重点。
At this point, when I'm taking them through the doctrines,
当我以他们这个讲这些道理的时候
，And I'm saying, do you want to commit your life to these?
我说你要献身于这点吗？
This is not something that they should be that should be new to them.
这不应该是对他们是新的。
They should already have been doing it.
他们应该已经在做了。
In other words, I shouldn't say, do you want to start keeping the Sabbath?
我不应该说你要开始守安息日吗？
And then baptizing them that weekend.
然后就那个周末就帮他受洗了。
They should already have been putting these things in practice.
他们应该已经实习出这样的行为了。
Does that make sense?
有没有道理呢？
It's just a final commitment.
所以只是最后的最终的一个献身。
And any questions they may have, I'll answer those.
所以他们可能有什么问题我就会解答。
So I don't typically go through all 28 doctrines in one visit.
我当然是不是在一个探访中讲完全部28条信仰。
I usually divide it up into 3 or 4 visits.
分那成三次探。
See, baptism is not something to be rushed.
其实你不应该是冲突被急的。
But it's not something to be dragged out either.
但是当然也不应该延迟。
I remember when I was in a certain country, I won't say which country.
我记得有一次我在某个国家，我不会说是哪一个国家。
But when a person made a commitment for baptism,
当一个人立志受洗的时候，
they would not be allowed to be baptized for at least a year.
他们至少一年不被允许被受洗。
And they were under strict probation.
他们就很严格的被经过这个看的。
And for most people,
据很多人,
it was a minimum of 2 years before they were allowed to be baptized after they committed.
他们献身之后,立志过后两年才能被受洗。
I think that's way too long.
我觉得那是太长的事。
I think a person should be prepared adequately, but that long they can become discouraged.
应该,一个人应该有足够的准备,当然,但是如果延迟这么久的话,那个人可能会灰心。
Now, a person may need to study. If they commit to baptism and they don't know anything, it may be a year before they're ready because they need to study.
一个人可能他没有认识上帝，他没有查圣经的话，可能需要一年才去受洗。
But if a person knows the truth already, they should not be made to wait 1 or 2 years.
但是如果一个人已经知道真理的话，他们不应该等待一两年。
Do you understand the difference?
了解这不同吗？
So then I ask them some questions.
然后我就问他们一些问题。
I'll ask them a question like, what does it mean to you to accept Christ?
然后我就问他们，对你来说要接受基督是什么意思？
I want to know that they understand.
我要知道他们真的了解。
What it means to follow Jesus.
要跟随耶稣是什么意思？
What does it mean to you to be baptized?
你受洗是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to you to join God's last day remnant church?
你参加上帝的最后的子民，余民教会。
And I just listen for their answer.
我就听他们的回答。
Now, some people can just give you a very nice answer.
有些人可以给你很好的答案。
But most of the time, you can tell if they really mean it or not.
但大多数你可以看得出他们是否真的有这个意思。
And their life will have also demonstrated that.
而他们的生命也会展现出来。
I then present their names to the church board.
我就把他们名字给推荐给这个堂董会。
I say I recommend this person for baptism.
说我推荐这个人受洗。
And then after that, they present them to the church.
然后之后这个堂董就会把他们呈现给教会。
And you go through the vows again with them in front of the church.
在教会再一次的讲这个宣誓。
So by the time they are baptized,
当他们受洗之后。
They've gone through the teachings of the Bible in their Bible studies.
他们在查经里有讲过这个圣经的道理。
They've gone through them on the test that you will give them.
在你给他们的这个测试也有。
They've gone through them again with you in the visits.
你在探访中也和他们讲道理。
And they go through them again before the church.
而在教会中也是再一次的说到。
And even if you have a baptismal class for several people, that's another place to do it again.
就算你有一个受洗班。你也应该再次做。
So at least 4 to 5 times.
所以至少四五次。
They have heard the message.
他们听了这讯息。
And they are ready.
他们准备好了。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理呢？
They need to be thoroughly instructed before baptism.
他们需要仔仔细细的被指导才能受洗。
All right. Someone may ask a question.
有人可能问这个问题。
Well, what about the eunuch in Acts chapter 8?
在使徒行传八章的那个太监呢？
The Ethiopian eunuch.
那个从那个太监。
You know, it says that Well, let's just look at that together.
那我们看看那章节。
Let's just look at it real quickly. Turn with me to Acts chapter 8.
很快地翻到使徒行传八章。
There are people making the argument today.
有人今日在争论。
That the preparation for baptism is not that important.
为受洗的这个预备工作不是很重要。
That if a person wants to be baptized, they simply just need to be baptized, and then you can cover all the information later with them.
一个人要受洗的话，他就直接受洗了之后才讲这些资讯呢？
Have you heard this before?
你听过这件事吗？
And you know, some people even say things like, if a person is smoking, they can be baptized and it's okay.
可能一个人抽烟，他可以还是可以受洗啊。
God will help them quit after their baptism.
他们受洗后，上帝会帮助他们戒烟。
Just go ahead and let them get baptized.
就让他们受洗吧。
I remember once there was a guy.
我记得有一次有一个人
whom was a heavy smoker for like 50 years.
他已经严重的吸烟了50年。
And that Friday night.
而那天的星期五晚上。
He asked that they made a call for baptism.
他们呼召来受洗。
And he said, if I promise that tonight is my last cigarette.Can I get baptized tomorrow?
他说如果我应许今天是我吸烟的最后一天的话 and, 我能明天受洗吗
And they let him get baptized.
他们就让他受洗了
Against my recommendation.
就是不根据我的这个同意
John said demonstrate fruits of repentance.
他们约翰说到要有这个悔改的果子
And that, so in other words, a person should quit smoking before they're baptized.
就是说一个人受洗之前就要戒烟。
That act are the, is the things that separated them from Christ before.
那些之前让他们与基督隔离的事物也要被舍弃。
How can we allow people to keep doing them in their baptism?
我们如何能让一个人在受洗的时候还是一直在做呢?
When I get married to my wife, I don't have other girlfriends.
当我与我太太结婚的时候，我就没有其他的女朋友。
And when a person gets baptized, they should not be continuing the habits that put them in slavery.
而当一个人受洗的时候，他们不应该有这些让他们变成奴隶的这些。
Again, it doesn't mean I'm perfect.
不代表我是完美的。
But it means that I'm committed.
那是代表我是献身的。
And any obvious thing that has drawn me away from Christ should be forsaken.
一些很明显的事物应该被舍弃。
Does that make sense?
了解吗?
It's a marriage.
是一个婚姻。
All right. So it says here in Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
That Philip, the Ethiopian eunuch, was riding along.
那个在伊索比亚的这个太监在骑着嘛。
And that the Spirit brought Philip there to preach to him.
然后这圣灵就带腓力去那里向他证道。
And he preached to the eunuch.
然后他就对这个太监证道。
The eunuch accepted Christ.
太监就接受了基督。
And then what did he do?
然后他做什么了呢?
It says, look with me in verse 38.
我们到38节。
And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him.
于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监两二人同下水去，腓力就帮他受，就给他施洗了。
Some people say, you see there, there's not that, it's not that necessary that we go into great detail in preparation.
有些人说，哎呀，这些预备的细节不需要这么仔细。
If a person just accepts Christ, they should just be allowed to be baptized.
一个人单单接受基督就可以受洗了。
How many of you have heard this before?
你们有听过这个道理吗
？Yes or no? Have you heard this?
有吗
？Have you seen it happen in your church? Possibly?
有看过在你的教会里发生吗
？And they use this passage to defend that.
他们就用这个圣经章节来捍卫自己。
Let me point out some things from this passage that most people don't look at.
那我给你看看这章节有一个特别的章节，没有人似乎。
Notice verse 27. The last part of the verse,
最后一部分,
speaking about the Ethiopian,
说这个, 以索比亚,
it says that he had come to Jerusalem to worship.
这里说他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
Now that says a lot.
这告诉我们一个非常,
you say, what's the big deal about that?
你说有什么大不了?
Well, if he came to Jerusalem to worship,What day was he observing already?
如果他去耶路撒冷去礼拜的话，他是在遵守哪一个日呢？
This man was already observing the Sabbath.
他已经在遵守安息日了。
Are you with me?
了解吗？
So he knew about the Sabbath and he was keeping it.
所以他知道安息日，而且他在守安息日。
If this man was worshiping as the Jews, then he knew something about the sanctuary.
如果这个人与犹太人一起敬拜的话，他就知道关于圣所的道理。
He knew about what all the things the sanctuary represented. This man knew about the health message. Clean and unclean foods.
洁净和不洁净的食物.
He knew about modesty.
他知道, 啊, 要, 这个穿着要端章.
He understood about the earthly priestly system as it compared to the heavenly. In other words, he knew about all these different truths.
他知道这些的真理.
The one thing that was lacking
唯一缺乏的是,
was Christ.
基督.
You see, it's the opposite for most people today.
你看,
people want them to accept Christ without all the truths and then just baptize them.
人们要别人接受基督,却没有这些真理,
but these little words right here,
但是这里的这些字,
he had come to Jerusalem to worship.
他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了,
they say so much.
说明了这么多,
this man was already prepared.
这个人已经预备好了,
he just needed to know what the lamb meant.
他只需要知道羔羊的意思。
Amen? So, this man was prepared.
这个人已经预备好了。
This passage is not a free license to just baptize people when they accept Christ.
这一章节不是给我们乱乱就给别人受洗。
But they still need to understand truth.
他们还需要了解真理。
Amen?
了解吗?
I love that passage.
我很喜欢那章节,
because it says so much.
我一说了多么这么多,
all right, so what about when people become baptized?
而当他们受洗之后呢,
what do we do then?
我们应该做什么呢?
I want to notice a statement from Evangelism, page 351.
我要让你看从布道论原文351页,
says this,
这样说道,
after individuals have been converted to the truth, they need to be looked after or cared for.
当人们被真理改变之后, 他们需要照顾。
I'm just going to read the yellow part. They need watchful attention, help, and encouragement.
他们需要注意力,
these should be not left alone, a prey to Satan's most powerful temptations.
他们不应该让他们独立地站住,
they need to be educated in regards to their duties, to be kindly dealt with, to be led along, and to be visited and prayed with.
他们需要被关于他们的职责被教育，他们需要啊被友善的处理，并且他们需要被带领、被探访，而且一起祷告。
So many people say, "Oh yes."
所以很多人说是的。
These people need to be taken care of.
这些人需要被照顾。
Guess who's going to do that?
你猜猜谁应该做到呢？
Who?
谁呢？
The pastor is going to do that.
那个牧师会做到吗?
And the Bible worker.
还有那个传道人。
That's their job.
这是他们的工作。
Right?
对吗?
Isn't that why we pay him?
No,
friends.
不是的。
Notice what else she says.
看看他还说什么呢?
Let me come to this. She says this.
他也说到,
those who have newly come to the faith should be patiently and tenderly dealt with.
那些新来到信仰的人应该必备有耐心的，而且很温柔的被对待。
Now notice this.
让我们看一看,
it is the duty of the older members in the church to devise ways and means to provide help and sympathy and instruction for those who have left other churches for the truth's sake.
这说这是这些在教会里面比较久的教友们的职责，来想办法来帮助他们，来同情他们，来给他们指示，因为这些人因为真理而离弃了其他的教会。
So whose duty is it?
谁是谁的职责呢?
The pastors?
牧师吗?
The Bible workers?
传道人吗?
Or the church?
还是教会的工作?
The church.
是教会的吗?
She says very clearly.
她非常明确地说道,
who's the church?
教会是谁呢?
You.
你.
Me.
我.
Everybody in there, right?
还有教会里头的每个人，对吗?
It's not something to be left to the pastor.
不单单只是, 牧师做的工作。
It's a duty that we must take upon ourselves.
是我们需要担任的职责。
Notice the underlined part.
看看,
the church has a special responsibility laid upon her to attend these souls who have followed the first rays of light they have received.
教会有一个特别的职责来帮助这些, 开始跟随这些真理亮光的人来帮助他们来回归真理。
Now notice this.
让我们看一看,
if the members of the church neglect this duty, they will be unfaithful to the trust that God has given them.
如果教会的教友忽略这一点的话, 他们就对上帝给他们的信心而不忠心了。
That is tough business.
是非常强烈的一句话。
God is serious about this.
上帝是非常认真的。
It's your job.
是你的职责。
To take care of these people.
来照顾这些人。
It's your job to look after them.
是你的职责来照顾他们。
It's your job to care for them and teach them.
你要关心他们，你要教导他们，这都是你的职责。
Now let me ask you a question.
来让我问你一个问题。
Look at these pictures.
看看这些照片。
What do they all have in common?
他们都有什么同点呢？
Except for my wife.
除了我的太太在那里之外
What do they have in common?
他们有什么共同点呢？
They're all what?
他们都是什么呢？
Now the two on the top left, that's my nephew. That's my sister's baby.
啊，在左上角的那两位是我的侄儿。
She's about to have another baby.
她应该要有多一个孩子了。
The young man on the far right is my other nephew.
在最右边是我另一个这个侄儿。
And the two on the bottom are babies of friends of ours.
在下面的那两位是我的朋友的孩子。
Can you feed these babies adult food?
你可以给这些小孩子吃成人的食物吗？
Can you feed these babies vegetarian fish?
你可以给他们吃这个素鱼肉吗？
Can you feed these babies, haystacks?
你可以给他们吃这些不同的西餐吗？
What do they need?
他们需要什么呢？
Milk, right?
他们需要喝奶，对吗？
And can you take these babies on a 5-mile hike with you?
你可以帮他们与你行走五里路吗？
Are they going to be able to do all the things that you do?
他们能够做你所能做到的事吗？
No, right?
不能，对吗？
And what happens when they try to walk?
当他们想走路的时候，他们会怎么样呢？
They fall down, don't they?
他们会跌倒，对吗？
Do you look at them?
你会看着他们。
And say, what's the matter with you?
然后你说你怎么了？
How could you possibly fall down?
你为什么跌倒？
Get up and walk.
起来走啊。
You're just, what's wrong with you? I don't even understand.
我根本不了解为什么你跌倒。
Why aren't you able to do what I'm able to do?
为什么你不能做我做到的事呢？
How many of you would say that to a baby?
谁会这样对孩子说呢？
No, what do you do?
你会做什么呢？
You pick them up, right?
你把孩子拿起来。
And you grab them by their hands.
然后就你握住他们手。
And you help them walk.
帮助他们慢慢地走。
Are you with me?
了解吗？
New people in the church,
新的教友,
you can't expect that they're going to be able to eat the same spiritual food as you.
你不能期待他们能与你吃一样的属灵食物。
You can't expect the day they're baptized that they come up and live to the standard that you're living at.
你不能期待他们一受洗就能活出你所活出的标准。
You can't expect that they're going to be able to run spiritually.
你不能期待他们属灵上能够奔跑。
They're just crawling.
他们只是刚刚学习怎么爬。
I've seen too many times.
我很多次都看过。
Where new members get hurt.
新的教友受伤害。
Because of the wrong attitude of the older members.
就是因为旧的教友的态度。
They talk about them when they're not around.
他们不在的时候就说他们的闲话。
Maybe this person hasn't completely learned all the principles they need to know about the right kind of dress.
可能这个人还没有完全学习到如何打扮的端庄的这些道理。
I remember many times.
我记得很多次。
Or especially one situation.
特别是一个状况。
Where these young people were starting to come to church.
这些年轻人开始来到教会。
And they just didn't understand everything.
他们不了解所有的东西。
But they were learning.
但是他们在学习。
And someone made a comment about what the woman was wearing.
有人说呢，关于这女士在穿的是。
Something about your skirt is too short or something. I don't even remember.
我不大记得，应该是说到她的裙子太短之类的。
And they were so hurt.
然后他们感到非常的伤心。
So embarrassed.
非常的羞耻。
This person humiliated them in front of a whole group of people.
在一大组人面前，这个人就羞辱了他们。
And they never came back to the church.
他们就不再回到教会里了。
We should be careful.
我们应该小心。
That we are not having that kind of an attitude.
我们没有这样子的态度。
Working with people.
要与别人一起工作。
Helping them grow.
要帮他们成长。
And yes, they learn modesty before baptism.
而当然他们需要知道在受洗之前要知道怎么穿着端庄。
But they may not know every detail.
当然他们不知道每个细节。
Should we be patient with them?
我们应该对他们有耐心吗？
I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
I was at potluck.
我在那个午餐。
And there were new members in there.
然后在安息日的午餐有新的教友。
And this lady brought a big pot of beans.
这个人就把了一锅这个啊。
As I was going by, I stirred the beans to stir them up before I put them on my plate.
当我在那里的时候，我就搅了一下那个豆来放进我的。
And when I brought the spoon up, guess what was there?
把汤匙拿上来的时候，你觉得里面有什么呢？
A big piece of pork bone, ham hock.
一大块的这个猪骨在里头。
And there wasn't any meat in it.
里面没有什么肉。
Just the bone.
就那猪骨。
And I thought, oh no.
我也想惨了。
And I asked the lady beside me, is that what I think it is?
我就问那个我旁边的女士，这是你觉得我是的东西吗？
And she said, it looks like it.
她就说非常的像。
And so I said, who brought this?
我就说谁带来的？
Somebody said, the sister over there.
哎，有人就说，哦，是那边的那位女士。
And it was a new member.
是一个新的教友。
And so I pulled her aside.
所以我就啊带她过来。
I said, sister, you know,did you bring these beans?
我就说啊，姐妹啊，你是你带这
And she said,、yeah.
这锅豆来了吗？她说是的。
And I said, did you know that it has pork meat in it?
我就说你知道里面有猪肉吗？
And she goes, well, I thought, she said, I know that we don't eat the meat, but I thought it'd be okay just to put seasoning with the bone.
她就说我还以为我们只是不吃肉了。我以为就把那个骨放进去，为调味料是好的，没问题的。
And so I said, you know, I really appreciate you bringing those beans.
他说我真的很啊，谢谢你带这锅豆来。
But you know, we shouldn't even have the bone either, even the seasoning, anything to do with pork.
但是我们不应该有这些猪骨也在里面，不应该有关于这些猪肉的这些调味料。
It's okay, you didn't know, it's no problem.
你不知道是没关系的，没问题。
You know, you just understand, you're growing, it's all right.
因为你刚刚在了解，你在成长。
And she said, I had no idea.
她说我根本不知道。
I'm so sorry.
对不起。
And she says, I'm embarrassed, but it's okay. I know now.
她说哦，感到羞耻，但是我现在已经知道了。
You see, all depends on how we treat people, how we handle the situation.
一切都关于到我们如何对待别人。
Be gentle.
要非常的温柔。
Be loving. Be kind.
非常的有爱心，非常的善良。
Okay. And when we do that,
当我们这样子做的时候，
it will make all the difference.
会做出一切的不同。
Now, I want to run through something very quickly.
我要很快的给你看一件事。
And there's a lot of quotes here, but I'm not going to read them all. I'm just going to show you where they're at.
这很多的摘录，可是我不会读出来，我只给你看一看在哪里。
When Paul was first converted,
当保罗一开始被改变的时候，
you can read about this in the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
你可以在使徒行书里看到。
You remember Paul was struck blind.
你记得保罗变瞎了。
And for several days he spent time in this one man's house. I think it was Ananias, I think was his name.
很多天他就在一个人的家里。
And while he was there for several days, the Lord was really working on his heart.
他在那里几天的时候，主真的在运行在他的心里。
And I did a study on this.
我就研究了这一点。
And I saw all the things that Paul was doing as a new Christian.
我看到保罗身为新的基督徒在做的事情。
It's hard to think of Paul as a new Christian, isn't it?
很难想象保罗是新的基督徒。
As a newly converted soul.
一个新的信徒。
But there was a point in Paul's life when he was a baby Christian.
但是保罗的生命当中的确有一个时候啊，是一个婴孩的基督徒。
He had a new experience with Christ.
与其进入一个新的经验。
And so what were the things that Paul did in his new experience?
所以保罗在他新的经验中他做了什么呢？
And this comes from the...Not from the Bible book, Acts of the Apostles, but from the Ellen White book, Acts of the Apostles.
这是从怀斯姆的著作《使徒行书》里。
So it starts on page 115.
所以在原文115页。
So I'm going to read a few quotes, but not all.
我会读出几个摘录，但是不会读出。
Notice what this says.
看看说什么。
And the hour of heavenly illumination, Saul's mind acted with remarkable rapidity, rapidness, quickness.
在天上的这个亮光进入这个扫罗的脑里之后，他就以很快的这速度行动。
The prophetic records of the Bible were open to his understanding.
圣经的这些预言都让他被理解了。
He saw that the rejection of Jesus by the Jews, his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension had been foretold by the prophets and proved him to be the Messiah.
他看到耶稣被犹太人的拒绝。他的钉死在十字架，他的复活，他的升天，都被先知们所预言知道，而证明了他就是弥赛亚。
Now notice this.
来，我们看一看。
During the long hours, it was 3 days.
在这些漫长的时间里，三天。
During the long hours when Paul was shut in with God alone, he recalled many of the passages of Scripture referring to the first coming of Christ.
当他与上帝独处的时候，他记得很多圣经就是说到。耶稣第一次的到来。
Carefully, he traced down the prophecies with a memory sharpened by the conviction that had taken possession of his mind.
很仔细的，他就跟随这些追踪这些预言，以一个被这些说服力所加强的记忆， 掌控他的脑。
In other words, remember, Paul was struck blind by the brightness of Jesus off of his horse going to Damascus.
就是保罗被耶稣的光芒所被弄瞎。
So Paul couldn't see.
所以保罗看不见。
But his mind was so sharp, he had read the scriptures so many times, he had them memorized in his mind.
但是他脑力如此敏锐，他记得这么多圣经章节。
And during that time when he was by himself, he put together all the scriptures and saw how they revealed Jesus as the Messiah.
而当时他就在他脑里把圣经放在一起，然后他就看见这个预言如何把证明耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And he was convinced that Jesus was the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
而他就被说服了，耶稣就是神的儿子，就是世界的救主。
Now, I want to go through several points quickly.
我就很快讲到几点。
About Paul's post-conversion experience.
说保罗在改变重生之后的经验。
I'll give you the reference, but we're not going to read everything.
我们会给你这个摘录的这个，但是我们不会说整句。
But you should be able to see it on the slide.
你能够在这影片上看到。
Acts of the Apostles, page 118.
使徒行书第118页。
Says that Paul confessed his sins.
就是说保罗认了他的罪。
And he spent lots of time in reflection of his life and also in prayer.
他花很多时间回顾，而且在祷告中。
So in other words, the first thing that Paul was doing in his new birth experience was he was developing a devotional life.
就是说保罗在他的重生经验中，他在体验一个他在经历一个灵修的生活。
Now keep this in mind when you're thinking about dealing with new people.
当我们想到新的人的时候，让我们记得。
What things should they experience as a new believer?
他们作为新的信徒应该经历什么呢？
One of the first things Paul had was a time of prayer and studying the scriptures.
其中一样是他有的就是有祷告的时间，还有查经的时间。
So people need to be taught how to have a devotional life.
所以人们需要被教导如何的祷告，如何的有这个灵修的生活。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗？
All right, secondly.
第二点。
Search page 119.
第119页使徒行书。
It says, he who had been a proud Pharisee.
说了他曾经是一个骄傲的法利赛人。
Confident that he was justified by his good works.
有信心他因他的好的行为而被称义。
Now bow before God with humility and simplicity, confessing his own unworthiness.
但是他以这个谦卑的心，简单的心。向上帝跪拜，承认他自己的不配。
So Paul searched his own heart and confessed his sin.
所以保罗寻找自己的心里，看看有没有任何的罪，并且认罪了。
We should teach our new people how to do this regularly.
我们要教导新的信徒如何经常的这样子做。
Don't leave them to figure it out on their own.
不要让他们自己的去想。
Because they'll be overwhelmed and overburdened with guilt.
因为他们会被这个愧疚感所压倒。
Teach them how to do it.
压倒。所以我们要看教导他们如何做出来。
Also, it says that he saw God as his only hope.
所以说他看见上帝为他唯一的希望。
And he appealed to him in brokenness of heart.
而他就以这个破碎的心就呼吁了保罗。
Page 119.
119页。
He saw God as the answer to every problem he was facing.
保罗看到上帝为他所有问题的答案。
We should also be pointing our new folks to the same principle.
我们也要给这些新的信徒指向他们像这些原则。
She also says that he studied prophecy.
他也说他研究到预言。
Page 119, Acts of the Apostles.
119页，使徒行书。
Says he traced down the prophecies of the life of Christ.
他就追随了基督的这些预言。
And he saw how they all applied to Jesus.
他看见所有的就都是说到耶稣基督。
Very powerful.
非常有力的。
Paul, as a new believer, studied Bible prophecy.
保罗身为新信徒，他在研究圣经中的预言。
Next, he studied the righteousness of Christ.
第二，他学习基督的公义。
Notice what she says here.
看看这里说了什
么。Same page, 119.
同样的一页，119页。
Christ and his righteousness became more to Paul or Saul than the whole world.
基督和他的公义对扫罗来说比全世界还重要。
He studied about how righteous Christ was.
他学习到耶稣是如此的公义。
And he claimed the promise that he himself could also be righteous.
并且自己抓住这个应许，他能够也能够得到这公义之宝。
We ought to be studying righteousness by faith with the new believers.
我们以新信徒应该研究这因信称义。
A very important principle.
一个非常重要的一个原则。
She also says that Paul studied the law of God.
这也说了保罗学习了 阅读了上帝的律法。
He recognized Jesus as the one who came into the world for the express purpose of uplifting the Father's law.
这里也说了，他认知到耶稣来是要提高，就是要证明上帝的律法。
Page 120.
第一百二十页。
Did Paul study the law of God?
保罗有研究上帝的律法吗？
We ought to help people understand the depth of the law of God.
我们应该让别人学习到上帝律法的深度。
It's not just a list of commandments.
不单单是一几条诫命罢了。
But it's much, much broader in our lives.
而是在我们生命中是如此的宽。
I don't have time to expand, but I wish I did.
我没有什么时间来再讲详细的说到。
She also says that Paul studied the sanctuary.
但是我们也可以看到保罗研究了圣所。
He studied how the Lamb of God represented Jesus.
他研究到为什么羔羊就代表着耶稣。
And how the high priest represented what Jesus was now doing in heaven.
而大祭司就代表着耶稣现在在圣所里所做的。
All the things I've showed you this week about the sanctuary in our devotion time.
我今天这个我们这个星期在这个灵修的时候，我们与你分享。
What each piece represents, how it represents Christ.
物品代表着基督。
The sanctuary prayer.
圣所的祷告。
People ought to know these things.
人们应该知道这一些事。
It brings depth to the spiritual life.
这对他们的属灵生活会带来深度。
Paul learned that God had a work for him.
保罗学习到上帝为他准备了一个工作。
And we ought to also help the new people see this.
我们自己也要帮助新信徒有这个观点。
They should be put to work as soon as possible.
他们应该立即了就被放去为上帝工作。
We talked about this. Give them something to do.
我们有说过，就是给他们一些东西来做。
Get them active.
给他们，帮他们活跃起来。
And also, God pointed Paul to the church for personal instruction.
而上帝让保罗看见要向教会寻找这个指示。
Page 120.And people ought to be taught that it's important to be active in God's church.
所以人们不只要被教导在教会中要活跃。
It's also important to recognize the authority of God's church.
也要教导上帝教会的这个权利。
And so Paul studied these 9 things.
所以保罗学习了这九样东西。
Very, very powerful.
非常有能力。
A lesson for the church today in how to instruct the new believers.
给今日教会很好的原则，如何教导新信徒。
When we follow up with people,
当我们跟随他们的时候，
what are some practical things that we should do?
几个实际的东西是什么呢？
We should educate people how to grow spiritually.
我们要教育他们如何属灵上成长。
Don't just tell them to have a devotional life.
不只要告诉他们有这个灵修生活。
Show them how.
要显现给他们看。
When they hear the message,
当他们听了这讯息的时候，
after they're baptized,
在他们受洗之后，
they need to hear that a second time.
他们要再一次听到第二次。
Take them through a Bible marking class.
要给他们看到一个圣经这个研究的标记的课程。
Go through each doctrine one right after the other and help people let them mark their Bibles.
每个道理都要给他们看见，帮他们在圣经上做这些标记。
Teach people about health and lifestyle.
教他们关于这些健康与生活方式。
Have cooking classes.
有这些烹饪课程。
Show them why it's important to be healthy.
让他们看为什么健康是这么重要的。
Don't just say, don't eat pork.
不能让他说哦，不要吃猪肉。
But show them why and show them how.
要让他们看到怎么样，而且为什么。
Do in-home visitation with them.
要在他们家里探访他们。
Go and see them.
要去看看他们。
Implement a spiritual guardian plan.
要有一个属灵的这个。属灵的这个要给他们一个属灵的这个管家。
You know, it's said that a person should have, when they first come into the church, at least 7 new friends within the first year if they're going to stay in the church.
他们说，一个人如果在教会里要保留一年后还在教会里的话，他们至少要有七个新的朋友。
Very important.
非常重要的。
Be kind and patient.
要非常的善良有耐心。
Pray for them regularly.
与他们常常的祷告，在一起祷告。
Visit them 1 to 2 times a month.
并且一个月探访他们一两次。
Call them each week.
可能每个星期可以打电话给他们。
How are things going for you?
你最近好吗？
Are you having any struggles?
你有任何的挣扎吗？
What can I keep in prayer for you?
我能够为你祷告什么吗？
Is there anything I can do for you?
我能为你做什么吗？
Just touch base with them, be friendly with them.
就跟他们友善。
Send them a card in the mail.
可以寄一张卡片给他们。
Invite them to lunch to your house or out to a restaurant maybe once a month.
可能每一个月就能请他们到你家里吃饭，或者去外面的餐馆吃饭。
Do something together outside of church once a month.
可能教会以外每一个月可以做一样事情。
Join them in Sabbath school class and church. Sit with them.
在安息日学或者在教会里的时候，要与他们坐在一起。
The main point is get to be their friend.
重点就是要做他们的朋友。
Don't just be their spiritual guardian, be their friend.
不只是要属灵上的看管他们，也是要做他们的朋友。
And then teach them how to witness for
Christ. 然后教导他们如何为耶稣做见证。
Get them in a class that teaches witnessing.
让他们进入一个班次，教导如何见证。
Encourage them to share their faith.
鼓励他们分享他们的信仰。
Because that's what's going to keep them alive.
为这是如何让他们属灵上还活着。Amen.
I remember one guy I studied with.
我记得我一个人研究。
He ended up getting baptized.
他最终受洗了。
Then he came through my witnessing class.
但是他来到我这个见证的课程。
And I was doing a Bible study with another man.
而我与另一个人在查经。
And I let him take over that Bible study.
我就让他给这个人查经了。
So the man that I had studied with and baptized was now giving Bible studies to others.
所以我的查经学生现在在给别人查经。
And it strengthened him more than anything else.
而会让他更加的属灵上的强壮。
So get people active.
所以要让别人活跃。
And 1 Peter 5.
而在彼得前书五章。
We are called to be the guardians and the shepherds of the flock.
我们被呼召成为整个羊群的这个管家。
To lead by example.
所以要以身作则。
To be a witness.
要做一个见证。
To be a leader.
要做个领袖。
And that's what God wants us to do.
这就是上帝要我们做的。
Be that leader.
要做那个领袖。
Be that guardian.
要做那个属灵的管工。
And you will see people grow.
我们就可以看到人们都成长。
And the greatest joy.
而我们最大的喜悦。
Is that we will spend eternity with these people.
就是我们会与这些人花永恒在一起。
They are becoming our neighbors in heaven.
他们就会成为我们在天国里的邻舍。
How many of you want to be a friend?
你们谁要当一个朋友呢？
You want to care for that new person.
你要关心那个新信徒。
And as you do that,
并且当你这样子做的时候，
God will care for you.
上帝也会关心你。
As you leave, as you finish this series,
当你离开，当你完成这个系列的时候，
My charge to you is to be faithful.
我就是要跟你说要忠心。
Fulfill the gospel commission.
要完成这福音的使命。
Share Christ with everyone you meet.
与你见到每一个人分享基督。
And we can go home soon.
我们能很快的就回天家了。
May God bless you.
上帝赐福。
As you continue to trust in Him.
让你继续的相信他。
And you continue to work for Him.
并且为他工作。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven.
天父上帝。
We thank you so much.
我们感谢你。
For this opportunity to share in these 16classes.
有这个机会在这十六堂课里分享。
We pray that you will continue to just lead us and guide us.
我们祷告你继续的引导我们。
And that you would lead us all the way.
你会一直一路的引导我们。
Help us to be that witness for you.
帮助我们为你做见证。
Help us to take your gospel commission seriously.
帮助我们认真的对待你福音的使命。
And day by day, may people see you in us.
而每一日让别人在我们里头看见。
May they want to be more like you.
而让他们更想成为。
And I pray that we will also, by your grace, lead them to heaven.
而我们祷告靠着你的恩典可以引导他们向永生。
This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
这是我们奉耶稣基督名的祷告。
Amen.